One of the people giving tours at the World Trade Center site is actually known as Ground Zero Man. He once worked at the South Tower as a guide there. He now volunteers every day. Producer Kelly McEvers spent a few days with him.
My name is Harry John Rowland. I come here every day. I still fight some.
You know, I say, my name is Harry John Rowland. Welcome to New York. I give an education on the devastation of 9/11. September 1401, I heard someone on the radio say, I'm down here at the World Trade Center, I see where the two holes is at. Two holes? You gotta be kidding me, bro. Seven buildings fit inside that one big hole they call the plane.
Grab a map, learn the facts. It's not just two twin towers. 16.5 acres, 8 levels underground, 9 different train lines, 88 stores and a mall.
That's what it's cost to maybe $30 today. You get a lot of people that fold it, run something. A lot of the foreign coins I take out. I don't ask for money. You make your own suggestions. The guy give me a $100 bill. I framed it, gave it to my son.
What does your wife think about you coming down here every day?
I think more or less she says it's therapy.
Therapy.
Because I was really bitter and angry for the first 5 to 6 months. Because when I started coming here, I think that stopped, and I think she was like, okay, well, if that makes you happy, then boom. You go through 5 or 6 hours there, whatever you want, and then come on.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. 110 marked floors, 135 stories of size. Look, listen, and learn. Grab a map.
Did concessions and tours. Senior guy, please follow me into the basement so I can show you the air conditioning system. Those big tents pull in the Hudson River and shoot cool into it. America's first air conditioned train station is right here.
You need 4 Statue of Liberties on top of each other to make the size of one tower, one on top of one.
How long do you think you're going to do this?
One time I told a news reporter when they found my nephew's body.
Where did he work?
South Tower.
Thousands of people lost their lives here, hundreds more. Not on the list. Not on the list. Not on a list. That list can only recognize the DNA that's identified at the time the list is made. Grab a map. Learn the facts. It's not just two twin towers.
We come down to the medical examiner's office, we match the DNA. I think that kind of like put me in a shock mode. Like I said, for almost 10 days, I didn't come down here after that.
What did you do during those 10 days?
I think I stayed home. I think I cried a lot. From just seeing and then realizing, wow, they finally find his name. They're going to put his name up there on the board. And I think after the funeral service, it all clicked back in. And then I started just coming like I said, religiously, rain or shine. People need to know. People need to understand. There's hundreds more whose names are not on the list.
Never say two, because that's not true. You don't know. Ask somebody, please.
I still find people harder to believe 5 years into this who don't know the facts, who swear that this place was done by our own government, who swear up and down only 2 buildings were there. I'm telling you, I find so many at one time, I'm kind of like shocked. I can say it's the fulfillment of seeing some people's eyes light up when you tell them the facts and they realize all this is going on.
History, don't let it mystery. I know it's hard to believe, it's free. Grab a map, learn the facts. It's not just two twin towers. Walk around.
That story came to us from the Radio Collective, HearingVoices.com.